Everybody don't have the same starting point, and everybody don't even get the bare minimum. So life is fair because you get what you work for.
If you just worked on the thing that you had to the best of your ability, you probably reap the benefits, and that would make it fair.
It's easy to say stuff is unfair when you start looking around at other people's hands.
You don't need to be punished just because you're still working towards something or because it's taking longer than you expected. On a day-to-day basis, you can still incorporate joy in your life. Just find those ways that don't derail you from what you're working towards.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Is life fair?
I didn't know we were starting with this.
I think life is.
Go ahead.
Technically, life isn't fair, but I think it is fair.
What does that mean?
The fact that life is unfair makes it fair.
Okay. I need you to go a little bit deeper on that one.
All right. So on the surface level, life isn't fair. But on a scientific, philosophical, anabolical level, it's fair. Because we all created equal, but we all are not equal. I believe. I feel like I'm speaking in metaphors.
You sound like it a little bit.
Alright, so what am I saying? Life is fair because it's not fair.
He said, let me reword what I said in the same way I said it, but let me deliver it with a little bit more passion. Y'all may get the message. Delivered!
What do you think?
He really kind of took what I was going to say, to be honest. I'm not even going to lie. That was my whole argument, but it's cool. I'm going to flip it and reverse it for the sake of the argument. So, life isn't fair. But that makes it fair. In all actuality, I think life isn't fair when it comes to, like, if you're looking for everything to be divvied out evenly, it's not fair at all. Like, some people get more of other things, some people get less of other things. And I think because of that, life ends up being fair because, like, you may get blessed with one thing that somebody else may never get blessed with, but they're also equally as blessed in something else. So, like, everything ends up equaling out. So, like, you may be a great speaker, somebody else may be a great writer. You may not be a great writer. So, like, that those things come together and help us kind of, like, all be better. So, I think life is fair. It's just, it's fair if you stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Life is fair, but the fact that their standards of success, or it's like a picture or a common idea of what we look at to be successful or what we're all striving for, it's not fair because everybody isn't supposed to be that. So if you stay in your lane, Great Nipsey said, ain't no traffic in your lane.
He did say that.
So do y'all feel like, well, I'll answer first. I'll say what I believe. What?
Go ahead.
I was going to just ask the next question.
Go ahead. She about to say a poem.
Oh, no.
Take us to the next
level. Life isn't fair, but it's fair. Go ahead.
I would say that life is fair, but not for the same reasons that you guys are saying. I think that the game that is life is fair, right? I think that how it's manifested in everybody's life, I think it doesn't seem to be fair. Just like how, like, at church and stuff, we be saying, you know, favor ain't fair. But I think it's a thing of everybody is able to be open to receive. I know starting points and everything is different. But I think in defining, like, what fair is, I don't necessarily see it as everything being equal. Mm-hmm. So, like, from my perspective, and this will lead into the next question that I was about to ask you guys. From my perspective, because we all have, like, the power to, like, manifest things, and we have, like, there's, you know, power of life and death in your tongue and, like, different things like that. And even when you talk about, like, having the favor of the Lord over you, I feel like we all have favor, right? I feel like we don't all use it, right? Or we don't feel like we can use it in certain ways. Like, we limit it. So I think that it seems more favorable for the people who don't limit their use of their powers or of their gifts and the idea of them being favorable. But I think when you lean more into the idea that you constantly, like, fall short and you can't change things and, like, things just have to be like this, then it starts to manifest in ways that could be deemed unfair. Not always, but I think that, that's my perspective. And then, leading into my next question, do you feel like life is equitable? Because in the way that you guys were talking, it sound like you guys were talking from a space of, like, equality, right? And we all recognize that that's the not fair part. Like, not everybody's equal in what they do or their gifts or even their rights in different countries, including here, and how they're perceived by the world. So in the idea of life being fair, would you say that if the fairness is referred to equality, or are you referring to fairness as in equitability? Equity? Equity.
So it's equality or equity?
Yeah.
And equity would be...
So equity is like... all right. I got to use the picture that we all... Huh?
I think I'm leaning towards equity, but I just said that.
I got to use the picture that they always use. Mm-hmm. So if you are trying to look over a fence, y'all are about the same height, but let's say we're all three different heights. Equality would be we each get the same box to stand over, that's mm-hmm. stand on, that's the same size. Mm. I still can't see over the fence because I'm shorter than you guys. You can see over the fence. He basically could jump over the fence at this point. You know, that's
equality.
That's equality because we're all standing on the same box. And then equity would be, oh, well, I'm shorter, so maybe they give me three boxes. He can already see over the fence without a box. Mm-hmm. So they don't give him nothing. And then you get one box because that's all you need so that you can see over the fence. So, like...
I don't think it's either.
Do tell.
But you could finish what you were saying.
Oh, based, I was just going to say...
Based off the imagery, life isn't fair because equity or...
Equality. Why do you... Okay, go.
Okay, based off the imagery, equality is... Everybody gets the same size box.
Mm-hmm.
Equity is everybody gets what they need to see over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody don't have the same starting point, and everybody don't even get what they need. Like, everybody don't even get the bare minimum. So I feel like it is based off of your actions. So life is fair because you get what you work for, I guess.
I don't even think that's always true. Like, this is a tough subject. Because sometimes, you be working for stuff. Like, let's think of it as if you're at a job. And, let's say you've been working for something. You've been working for a promotion. And you're, like, let's say you're the best person that's in the company. And you've been working for a promotion. You've been there for, let's say, 15 years. All right, that's a long time. Let's say 5 years. And you've been working, you've been doing all this work, you've been helping to train people, you've been, you know, they call on you, you're the number one person that they constantly call on to help with do stuff and to improve things, and then you keep getting passed up every year for this promotion. That don't seem, like, fair. Mm. But you worked for it, but you still didn't get it. So I don't even think that that's always true. What's your thoughts?
It isn't fair because, I mean, I don't think that work, the amount of work you put in determines the outcome. I think it's more than that because a lot of the hardest workers don't get paid the most. Like, based on our society, that's not how it works. I would say maybe the people who use what they have to the best of its ability, they end up getting more of what they sold as opposed to, like, you just working hard on anything, because you can work hard on the wrong things and never get anything. So I think it's the people who work the hardest with the resources that they have. And I think in turn that ends up being fair, because if you just worked on the thing that you had to the best of your ability, you probably reap the benefits of that. And that would make it fair, because, like, if I'm really great at writing again and I work that to the best of my ability, I think it's fair that I would get a better outcome from that.
So what you're kind of saying is kind of like what you were saying a few episodes ago when you were telling the story about the lady who asked why'd you major in marketing instead of like leaning into your gifts and like going to art school or whatever. So pretty much life is like a big Uno game in my head, right? Because Uno, you can get hit with a draw 4 anytime, you can get hit with a draw 2, a reverse, whatever it is, but you gotta play you gotta play well with the hand that was dealt. And I'm not talking about whatever rules they came up with, okay? I'm talking about the way that I play. All right? Topsies, okay? Topsies, numbers, and colors. All right? Crazy that work. Game could go on forever.
Crazy work.
But I'm just, but like thinking of it as the concept is like I've had a time where I had the entire deck in my hand, basically. Like deck of cards. I've had the entire deck of cards in my hand. And I still was able to win because I focused so hard. I organized my cards. I focused on the cards that I had and I played it so well that I was able to come back and win that game. So that sounds like what you're saying.
Was I playing?
I don't think I won one, but I didn't lose. I think we was doing eliminations.
Or because I was about to say, them people must suck.
I want to say that I was trash.
No, I think we was doing eliminations and, you know, was getting down to the wire. And I was like, listen, I didn't play the best hand overall, but I ain't about to lose today, okay? But, yeah, when you think about it like that, in terms of, like, actually playing the hand that you're dealt, it's like everybody got 7 cards when we started. But the decisions that you made determined whether or not you had to pick up another card or if the person next to you had to pick up some cards or, you know, like just like little nuances like that. Or maybe I just don't got it. I don't got the color. Let me pick something up.
But even with that, everybody don't start with 7 cards. Like in life.
That's true. Well, maybe they do.
I mean, it depends on what you consider
the seven cards.
Like, if you, like, in terms of what everybody does start with, dang, that's kind of tough. But I was gonna say, so long as you were like, again, born healthy, like, but even still, I can't even say that. But I think everybody's born with a set of cards.
But it's nowhere near the same.
Like some people out the gate, they got 3 draw 4s out the gate, and some people's like, bro, I got every 3, every 4, and every 5. What am I supposed to do with this? Mm-hmm. You know. So I think
we're all given 7 cards. We have to really see what they are.
Or maybe we were all given the rules to the game, whether subconsciously or, you know, or consciously. I think we were all given the rules to the game. And God was like, do with that as you please.
Elimination rounds. Everybody break up.
It's like, there's really no, the only rules is that there's no rules. So, go for it.
The only rules are not repeating myself.
So, you pay attention the first time.
Oh, man.
Or your head will be shaved.
I think that might be it, though. Everybody was given the rules. That is, that there is no rules. But is that fair?
I think yes, if everybody agrees to it.
But does, I don't know that everybody does agree to. Oh, I guess you have, like, what if you had to agree in order to be born? Like, come into the human experience.
I feel like that's a real thing.
Like, accept the terms and conditions. And y'all know, don't nobody be reading them terms and conditions. So you just hit accept, and then, you know? That was a lot.
But I definitely think, this is funny, because I was thinking about this during my job, but I was like, it's the same thing. Like, I think you were born, and you were aware of the rules. Like, oh, we knew the rules before we came here. And then, you know? You have to play the game you want to play. Some people want to take you out. They don't even want you to play the game.
Back to, is life fair or not? And another reason why I say it is fair is because it's based off perspective. So if you have a positive perspective, the cards that you have been dealt looked a lot more promising. Like, it's like, this is not a bad hand. I feel like it's easy to say stuff is unfair when you start looking around at other people's hands. So if I if you holding your cards like this, and I can see that, like, if we playing spades and I can see that you got a joker and a deuce.
Joker, deuce.
And you got the aces. And I'm looking at my hand. I just got number cards.
Like, how you get those? I'm over here cheating. Who shoveled this?
But I feel like, yeah, your perspective determines whether life is fair for you or not. And being okay, like, accepting that this is what it is. And accepting that this is what it is, but knowing that this isn't how it has to be.
So, with that, because I agree with that. Do you think that social media has altered some of our perceptions to feel that life is more unfair than maybe we have, or maybe the generations before us have thought?
Yeah, absolutely. Because before, if you were, I'll stick to playing basketball or something. Like, before, if you were like, all right, I'm comparing myself to my boy down the street. That's only one person you're comparing yourself to. Now you compare yourself to everybody in the country or everybody in the world, and you're like, dang, if I'm comparing myself to everybody in the world, I feel trash. But if I'm just comparing myself to my boy, I can catch my boy. Like, or I can ignore him. It's like, it feels like you can't ignore everybody in the world, because it feels like, dang, everybody's competing against me. When it's like, in actuality,
nobody's competing against you.
Because nobody started with the same things at all, right? Like, one of the things that I think about a lot is like, all right, if we were all trees, right? If I was like, if I was an oak tree and you were weeping willow and you were I was gonna say a pine tree. Right, we're all right. As much as I can come over, I can be like, yo, I would love to be able to do a little stretch like a weeping willow. I would love to have my stretch my spine, but it's like, there's no point in me trying, because like, that's just a waste of me being an oak tree. Like, let me just stand up and be an oak tree. Like, just do what I do naturally. Like,
stand up.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, no matter how much I try to, if I'm trying to compare myself to something that I have no business trying to be, the only thing that's going to happen is that I make myself look worse and I make you look better. Mm. And it's like, what?
I would say that may be the biggest reason why social media may have skewed how we look at everything, because we all feel like we're supposed to be looking the same way or doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I even be falling into that. So as I show up more on social media, I'm actually releasing the need to show up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I just talk in metaphors and similes.
Mm-hmm.
Metaphors. But now, me showing up is because I want to be there, not because I feel like I need to
I
be
have
there.
To be there.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, it's a lot of life
outside of these screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I understand why social media became a highlight reel.
Mm.
Because if I'm actually living life outside, it's nothing for me to post. It's like, I have highlights to post.
Mm.
It's just like, this and this happened.
Yeah, I agree. I was gonna say, for me, I don't think it's a need for everybody to want to be the same, but I definitely would catch myself seeing other people's growth and then looking at myself like, dang, where am I in comparison to that? You know, just losing track of where I was at, as opposed to just focusing on the steps that I'm at. If I just continue to do the things that I was doing, I get to wherever I want to get to. Like, just because they're at a certain space, even if I admire where they're at, I'm like, dang, I would want something like that for me. Like, not even that, just something like that. That's where I'm at now, more so. It's like, dang, I would like to try that, something like that, not in my iteration, not that exactly.
That's what I be looking at now. Like, when I be seeing, like, celebrities, I be like, okay, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to make a substantial living off of doing the stuff that I love. I have celebrity, but I still have enough celebrity, and everybody has enough respect for me to allow me to enjoy my life. Mm-hmm. If I want to go to the market, there go Being Breeze. It's good. I got my carriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, let me get my groceries. But I don't want what y'all have, but it's like now it's like I'm window shopping. So I see what's out there. I see some things that's possible, things that I could actually do. Now I could still like an artist. Mm-hmm. I like how they did that. Let me take that for my life. Mm-hmm. And make it do it the Breeze way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what? Okay. This is going to take us a little bit off, but like still on topic. So like how y'all are looking at it as far as life being fair. And I agree. I agree with what you guys are saying. So for the person who feels like life isn't fair and like life is happening to them and not through them, they're not experiencing the joys of life. Like, what would y'all say to that person? I don't even know where this question came from.
What I said to the person that feels like life isn't happening. I guess I'd say, I mean, similar to what Breeze was talking about, but it might take a perspective change. Like, if it feels like life is happening to you, then life is happening to you. If it doesn't feel like, if it feels like life is happening for you, then it probably feels like life is happening for you. And I think it's cliche, but like how you look at it really changes what it is. So like you can look at like all of these things like, this keeps happening to me. This is due. All of these bills is due. I'm losing time. I'm blah, blah, blah. You can look at it like that, or you can look at it like, all right, well, these things are showing me exactly what I don't want to be. And if I didn't have these things, I wouldn't know what I wanted to be. So, like, I think it's just a matter of doing the perspective shift. It's very hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to act like it's the easiest thing to just overnight be like, everything is an opportunity. It's golden opportunities. And believe it. I think we can say it, but, like, in order for you to believe it, it takes a little bit of time for you to feel it as opposed to just say it. But I think that might be the main thing. Like, if you can change your perspective, I think you can change your life.
Hmm. What about you, Sir Breezington?
Can you restate the question?
For the person who feels like life isn't fair and that life is happening to them, not through them, like they're not experiencing the joys of life, what would you say to that person?
I would tell them...
Smile.
They should smile. But, I would tell them to do their best to give themselves some grace, get to a bag, and minimize distractions. So with minimizing distractions, don't try to escape. So anything that could be looked at as escapism, throw it away until you're in a space where you don't feel like life is happening to you anymore. Because it's easy, in my opinion, I feel like it's way easier to continue on with the same patterns and keep the same mindset if you're constantly escaping. Because it's like a sense of dopamine, and it's like, I'm free. But then, in the next moment, you back in whatever it is that was going on. So don't escape. Yeah, do your best not to escape. And give yourself some grace and get to a bag.
So in the time that they normally escape, now that they're not escaping anymore, what do they do? What do you fill that time with?
Giving yourself some grace, like showing yourself love and appreciation. I feel like that's number one. Even if you look in the mirror and smile at yourself or tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're handsome, just encouraging words.
Gorgeous.
Also use that time to get to know yourself or sit in whatever it is so you know what you actually feel, how you feel. And do the things that will bring you joy. So during that time, if you're doing things that bring you joy, that's essentially a sense of, like, you're going to end up escaping, but you're also being productive. I was just going to say, like, earlier when y'all was talking about we all have a different starting point. So we're all good at different things, and we all are interested in different things for different reasons. So if you do those things, what's next isn't going to look like what's happening right now because you took the time to develop these skills, figure out what it is that you enjoy, or remember what you actually enjoy. And the fact that you've been uplifting yourself, giving yourself grace, and speaking positively to yourself, now you look at yourself in a completely different light. So regardless of what happens next, your perspective has been shifted because you look at yourself differently. If once you start looking at yourself differently, everything around you is going to look different.
You can go. I have like three totally different thoughts about everything. But good. The only thing I will say to your point, and I'll let you go, is that reminds me of something that I thought when we talked about the escapism. It reminds me of something that I just learned. It was either in life you're either doing something that's engaging thought, or you're doing something to stop yourself from thinking. And yeah, either you're doing something to stimulate your thought, or doing something to stop yourself from stimulating thought. And so, like, if you're aware of the fact that you're distracting yourself or trying to escape, you just have to make the shift to stop doing that. But I want to hear the rest of what you...
The rest? I didn't even start. So what would I say to the person who feels like life isn't fair? And so for me, I would say my perspective on life being fair started shifting when I realized that my life doesn't have to look like everybody else's. And I don't have to, like, look or be like everyone else. So I would say, well, like Bree said, take the time to learn yourself. And I would say lean into that. Like, really lean into who you are and the things that you've thought about trying but were nervous about them being acceptable or talked about or whatever. Like, lean into the things that maybe even scared you a little bit. And also find a way to find the beauty in the moment that you're in. If you do that, that is like a way of starting to shift your perspective. Because even in the moments where things do not seem ideal, you feel like life sucks or life is unfair, if you take a look around, you will see something that you're like, you know what? I'm actually grateful that I had this. Like, even if it's down to the fact, like, I'm grateful that I have this glass of water. I'm grateful that I have a bed. Not everybody has a bed. Like, when you think about, like, I'm just grateful that the sun is shining today. I'm grateful that it's warm outside. Stuff like that. That started to really shift my perspective on, like, life and, like, having favor or life being fair or not fair. And I was able to just discover the power that is within me. And I think once you start, I guess, being a little, like, freer in who you are and allowing that to, I guess, guide you in certain ways, then you'll start to see or start to accept the idea that, okay, these things don't look ideal, but I know that I can do something with this. Or like, okay, maybe you wanted to start to do something that you thought you needed a professional to do, or you had to buy all this stuff, or you had to da-da-da-da, and you realize, like, oh, I just need a phone. Oh, I'm grateful I got this phone, whether it's an iPhone 15 or iPhone 10. Like, I'm grateful I got this phone. It got a camera on it. I could do something with this. Like, it got a flashlight on it. I can make this work. So just looking at it like that. And I will also just say to, like, do what makes your heart happy. Because I've found that being intentional about incorporating joy into your life, even if it's the smallest thing, like, you just had this cookie. You love these cookies. This is getting a little.
Oh, that's crazy. I wasn't even thinking about it like that till you went there. That's crazy.
You have like a pretzel or like pancakes or something that you're like, you know, I've been waiting all week for this. This is my piece of joy. And then like when you slowly start to intentionally incorporate those moments, things start to look different and they start to feel different and you start to get creative with what you got and you can move forward from there.
I was just going to say real quick to piggyback off that. I think the biggest reason is because now it's not work, 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 just to work some more. It's I'm doing a lot of work and I'm acknowledging that I'm doing a lot of work. So all the work that I did, I can enjoy. I can at least have 15 minutes to enjoy or a day to enjoy what I actually want to do. And now that replenishes you, revitalizes you so you can go back and work some more.
And, go ahead.
I was going to say, I will also say, though, I don't think your joy is tied to how much work you do. I think you're entitled to joy regardless of how much work you do. I know that's not what, exactly what you were saying, but I just wanted to make that point because in that, I just want.
I'm just speaking about me. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, even with my responses, I'm talking to me. Mm-hmm. So if you feel offended, you might need to hear it, but I'm talking to me. Like, it's easy to get consumed in working and be like, okay, I'm going to do this once I, mm-hmm. or I'm not going to do this until blah, blah, blah. And the once I or until, it could be 10 years later. So you missed out on these all these amazing experiences, opportunities, because you were working for these past 10 years, which is good in some instances, but also it may not be so good because you missed out on the joy. Like, say you worked all your 20s mm-hmm. or all your 30s, didn't do nothing else but work. Then when you look back, it's like, wow, I'm 40, I don't even got no friends. Or like, where did the time go? So.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times, because I mean, I feel like we were operating like this for a little bit too. A lot of times we deny ourselves of the joys of life because we feel like, well, I didn't make it to where I wanted to be yet, so I can't do anything. And like, sometimes it works, but also it's like, you don't deserve, like, you don't need to be punished just because you're still working towards something or because it's taking longer than you expected, because you also don't control the time. Like, mm-hmm. the timeline of when this thing happens is not necessarily up to you. Like, some in some ways it is, but not in every way. It's some aspects that are out of your control. So, just, like, even if it's like, all right, I'm not going to do this large vacation until, or maybe it's like, I'm not, it could be certain things, but it's also, like, on a day-to-day basis, you can still incorporate joy in your life in smaller ways. Like, you know. Just find those ways that don't derail you from what you're working toward.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. instead of taking a week vacation, you can take a day to even just rest.
Or yeah.
Go to the spa or something like that.
Or just go outside, like yep. have lunch with your friends, whatever it is. You can just take a moment, you know.
Yeah. I have a question and a thought that I'll do the thought first. The thought was... slightly going back to like what I would say to the person whose perspective
feels like life isn't fair.
Yeah, I would say if you feel like life isn't fair, then it's up to you to make it look fair, right? Because I think your life was given to you because you can handle it. Mm. It doesn't feel like it, but the reason why you were given everything that you got is because you specifically can handle that load, right? And I think. In that aspect, it's also fair because the thing that you have, you can handle it. And nobody else could have handled it, carried it the way that you can carry it. It's just up to you to carry it. And then what's going to happen after the fact is that people start looking at your journey and they start and trying to emulate your journey. Like, dang, I would just love to have blah, blah, blah. And you're like, this was a disadvantage to me for years. Like, yeah, like me being this height has been a disadvantage for years. Now people want to be my height because they saw what I did with this height. So like, it was all made for you to be able to carry it and you to be able to do it. And when you make it look fair, when you end up making it fair, then it actually ends up being fair.
You know what? Another thing I would say would be, if you feel like life is unfair, then make it a point to, like, kind of similar to what you're saying, but make it a point to make it fair. So, like, go above and beyond to make it look like whatever you feel like a fair life would be, like, okay, this is what I deserve. Like, I deserve to be on this yacht, you know? Like, do that. Go for that. And that's it. That's all I got.
Then the question I had, it was going to be, what do you guys think life would look like if everybody just operated in their gifts or like in the things that they were given that made life fair for them, you know? Like,
life would be beautiful.
I feel like the weather would be warmer. You want to elaborate on that first?
I think it would be beautiful because it'll be less angry people, less stressful people out there because... one, they're doing what they enjoy doing what they love, or, like, doing what they were great at. So a lot of the times, the things that we're great at, we actually enjoy doing it. And when you do the things, from my experience, when you do the things that you enjoy doing, the days be a lot better. I have more energy. I'm more patient. I have more tolerance for whatever. And my days feel a lot more productive, even if I just did this thing for an hour. My days feel a lot more productive because I put myself first. So at the end of the day, if people were operating in their gifts, they'll be putting themselves first, which will result in them having a better experience or a more enjoyable experience, personal experience throughout life.
I think if everybody was operating in their gifts, then they would be getting their tickets to the How to Stop Helping People workshop. Like, nah.
It's already, nah, keep going.
It already passed. By the time this episode comes out.
Hey, we might bring it back.
They'll
keep
be
going.
They'll be in the Patreon so that they can get, they could be a part of these self-care challenges. And so that, you know, they can follow their joy. But I would say, I think there will be less chronic diseases. I think there will be less chronic illnesses and diseases and all that stuff. People would be living a lot longer. And there would be a lot more joy. I think a lot of times, because people don't actually operate in their gifts or even just in anything that they enjoy, at least in the U.S., I just feel like so many people deprive themselves of joy because they don't prioritize it. So, like, the gifts and stuff, like, so often we'd be like, okay, well, no, that's something that I used to do, and I don't got time for that. And it could be coloring, and I know we deem that as, like, something that's childish, but what?
Because
I'm playing with this?
I was thinking about that same thing.
Yeah, I was
like, distracting.
That's distracting, y'all? My bad.
I was going to let you work, but it was, you was going aggressively, she said.
I was getting my thoughts out. But even if it's something that other people might deem as like childish or like things that, you know, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it, but I feel like there would be less chronic illnesses. I think that it would just be like a more joyful place. I think that people would probably mind their business more, but also, like be more intentional about going out and exploring new things and enjoying life. Because it's like you're doing things that fulfill you. You're doing things that, you know, bring you joy, that even spark creativity. Because, you know, when you have happier thoughts and stuff, I've been reading a little bit. Don't quote me on this. But when you have happier thoughts, that actually creates a more creative way of thinking. And also helps you to follow through on things. So I think that it would just be like a more interesting place to be.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be more entertaining, more interesting. I think more people would get help just in general, because it's almost like when you're building a team in sports or whatever, like ideally you like, all right, you want everybody to be the best of the best, best of the best. But sometimes that doesn't help make the team better. So, but if everybody's doing their thing to the best of their ability, the team always ends up being way better. So I think if everybody were just focused on their thing to the best of their ability, the areas where you're not as strong at, somebody would naturally just gravitate and fill that void.
Yeah.
And it would just kind of be like all of us kind of meshing together and just making this big collage of creative life.
Yeah, people like working with people who already doing the work.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think it'll also be a thing where you don't feel like you have to have everything figured out. Because that's what we, in one of the episodes, we were talking about, like, that's what adulthood was, what we thought adulthood was, that everybody had it figured out. Nobody does. But it's like, I can embrace the fact that this is not my strong suit, so let me, like, get somebody else to do it, you know? Or because I am happy to just focus on this, I don't have to act like I got it all together and I know how to do this and that, because I know. You know, just...
Yeah. Yeah, and I was going to say, do you know how much trust it would... how much, like, yeah, trust would be built, or how much confidence we would have because of the trust we would have built? Because, like, if you think about you're doing something and the trust to know that you're doing the thing to the best of your ability and the person behind you is literally doing the thing, like doing their part, so that you don't even have to look up from what you're doing. You can literally just do the thing that you're doing, and knowing that the person is behind you doing their job. And it's like, all right, it's like, yep, now everybody's operating just way better. It just looks better. It feels better. shoes better, car better, clothes better, everything better.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. I definitely think that would be cool. So, what is life being fair mean? What is the fairness that is life?
Life being fair means making your own rules.
Okay. What'd you think?
I say life being fair means we all got a shot because we're all here. Like, just by the nature of us being here, it's fair enough because you didn't have to be here. So, like, that's, for me, it's like us just being here and then having the opportunity to do whatever we feel or whatever we can with what we have. I think that might be, that might be what fairness is in terms of life.
I say, just because they hit you with four draw fours doesn't mean that you can't still win. That's how I look at it.
Yep. It might be challenging.
It might be challenging, but if you stay the course, you get a little organized, get you a little strategy together, you figure out who you going to hit this with next. And from there.
And when, quiet as kept, when you get hit with four draw fours, right? Everybody else is relaxing. You are in it. Like, because the only way for you to win is for you. You have to be completely in it. And, like, the fact that they have four draw fours, like, that means they have weaknesses that you don't. Because, like, they didn't have to be as creative. They just, off the rip, they just went straight to the draw fours. They didn't have to think about a master plan to make sure that the person next to them has to draw two. They just had to be like, all right, I'm just going to wait till and it's like, now you got an extra gift just because of the fact. That's crazy, yeah. You got an extra gift because you weren't gifted the thing that they got. And that's cool.
I think this may have been my four draw fours year in 2024.
Like, life hit you with four draw fours or you had four draw fours?
I think life hit me with four draw fours. This
pick
year.
Pick it up.
And I've been deciding, I'm not done. I ain't getting eliminated off this round. Oh, man. But let us know in the comments, is life fair? Do you believe that life is fair? What does life being fair even mean to you? So comment that below. If you made it to the end of this episode, drop a blue heart. And also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to join the Patreon to watch this episode live, to join in on some self-care challenges, and other stuff that we got on the way. And look in the description below, because we got a bunch of stuff going on, okay? We got art, we have music, we have journals, we got all of the things. So definitely click the links below, check out our stuff, support us. If you want to support the channel, the links in the description are the best way, and the Patreon as well. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. I'm Shakoya D.
By my breathing to the ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the gray area. We'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself! Know your worth! Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face! Get on my
motherfucking face!
Please.
Push the goddamn.